Blog Talk Radio.
Philadelphia's in the house. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Hashtag WSYL. What does that stand for? That stands for World Series of Youth Lacrosse, presented by Coca-Cola. Hashtag WSYL, World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Oh, man. Oh, we are so close, everybody. We're like just days away, like a week. Like 1 week. Oh, and the music is still going because people are trampling. People are stomping down at DIA Airport, down at downtown Denver, down at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, getting ready for the showdown at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, home of the Denver Broncos of the NFL, home of the Denver Outlaws of the MLL. Oh, man. Ooh, man. Check this out, everybody. It's a good day for lacrosse. With JoJo Wardrummer. We present today on everybody, this is on MLL Radio, Major League Lacrosse. MLL Radio, it's our simulcast on MLL Radio. The guests today on JoJo Wardrummer's show, Lax Youth Nation. The segment is called Lax Youth Nation. Segment one is World Series of Youth Lacrosse Team, presented by Coca-Cola. The team is called Rising Suns. They're from Philly, okay? Rising Suns, S-O-N-S, Rising Suns. I'm digging that name, man, Rising Suns. I'm really digging that sign because they're going to be rising. And I'm thinking, I'm willing to bet, man, that some of these players are going to be on Major League Lacrosse in the future. These kids are on the U-13 teams, okay? Meaning U-13, under 13, but they're on the U-13. This is a youth tournament that's going to be going down. Compliments of course, Coca-Cola, presented by Warrior Lacrosse. Of course, World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Helping out on the horn is Denver Outlaws. And like I said before, Sports 30 Field at home at Mile High. And check this out, man. We got Philly people calling in right now on the horn, and they're excited, they're pumped up, and as well as I am. Everybody, hit us up on Twitter, by the way. Hit JoJo up on Twitter on JoJoWar_drummer. And my Instagram, the same thing, JoJoWar_drummer. Hit the Twitter on at MLL Radio. Hit Major League Lacrosse at MLL_lacrosse. And their Instagram is Major League Lax. Their Warrior is Twitter is Warrior Lax. And their Twitter is Warrior Lacrosse. And World Series Lax, hit them on Instagram as well. And also find them on Twitter, World Series Lax. But check this out, man. Without further ado, man, let's quit messing around, man, because the Rising Suns are on the horn, man. And they're ready to rock and roll, man. Let's just say that. I got Rising Suns. Coach, you on the horn?
I'm here, yeah. Tad Doyle's here.
Tad Doyle, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. My voice is a little hoarse here. I just got back from practice. We had about 2.5 hour practice, so I was out there hooting and hollering. So don't mind my voice here.
Oh, we don't mind it at all, man. We love it, especially the introduction of what you just gave us, the reason why. 2 hour practice, two plus hours practice is an awesome thing to do. And how is the weather treating you right now in your neck of the woods?
Well, today was gorgeous. High 70s, you know, clear skies, wasn't humid, so it was why we took advantage of going a little bit longer tonight, because, you know, the weather was optimal.
Very cool. And you're losing your voice because you're, like, getting on the plays with your kids and whatnot, huh?
Well, I gave a little, you know, I was talking with Joe Squinner earlier today, and, you know, he had me kind of fired up, and he had given his kids a little peps talk, so I spent the first 15 minutes, you know, sit my kids down and get them fired up and ready for not only we have a big day tomorrow and then the tournament Saturday, but ultimately for this World Series event.
That's very cool. Hey, Coach, we have a lot of people on the horn, but I wanted to say, like you also have like a little tournament coming up this weekend to prepare you for the biggest youth tournament ever. The biggest youth tournament
ever.
World Series, yes, man. Big time. I mean, big time. World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola. But I think that's quite wise of you to do a tournament this weekend to get your teams prepped for some competition this weekend and get your plays ready and set, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, tomorrow we actually we're headed up to the Hill School up here in Pottstown. 3D Nationals having their national camp, and we're going to play both their national teams and then square off with Triple H, you know, a very powerful program here in Philadelphia. So we have that on slate tomorrow. And then, you know, Saturday we head down to the Philly Showdown, play, you know, another good stiff competition, Tri-State and Patriot. And then we'll be flying out and getting ready for the high altitude and some really, really good, strong competition.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so speaking of high altitude, is there anything in particular or a certain way or anything to get your team physically ready for the high altitude and the thinner air up in the Mile High City?
Well, again, other than going really hard at practice, it's really all we've done to prepare. You know, I was just out there with my son. My son plays on our team, and we were just out there playing with FCA Nationals. So it is going to be a factor. It definitely is going to come down to it. We're kind of blessed right now. We probably have 10 middies that can run. So, you know, we're probably just going to try to use fresh legs more than anything we've done extra in training.
Hey, what can you do, right?
Everyone's going to be in the same boat.
That's very, very good, Coach Tad. Good, very, very good. Coach, you got the Rising Suns are not messing around because the switchboard here is just popping off like crazy, man. I know you got some of your kids, and I apologize. I got to re-edit this and put them in the link. But I know you got one of your offensive players on the horn ready
to
talk about.
Our face-off kid, our FOGO, Jacob Schaefer, he should be on the line here. And we also have Michael Prestipino. Just a solid, close defender. I'm pretty sure he's called in as well. And my son may jump in or, you know, here as well. He's one of our attackmen. So you may have two, you may have three on the line.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, Coach, I think I have like about five or six.
Okay.
That's awesome. No, that's not a problem, man. That is awesome. I think that's wonderful. Now, you know, that just shows your team is a team, man. They don't care. They said, Coach, I don't care if JoJo asks us for a couple players. We're all going to jump on. We're a team. That is pretty sweet, man. Can we get Jacob, your face-off man, on the horn?
Good. Jacob, you there?
Yeah.
There he is.
Hey, Jacob. There he goes. Hey, Jacob, your coach giving you permission to come on the radio. And this is it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. We're talking about the main subject here, hashtag WSYL, World Series of Youth Lacrosse, presented by Coca-Cola, and your team, the Rising Suns. Now, speaking of you, you're the face-off man. Are you pretty much a FOGO, face-off, get-off kind of guy, or are you do a little bit of or you don't believe in that that term and you just do a little bit of all?
Pretty much FOGO overall, yeah.
So what happens, like, say, for example, like there's a scrum and then it's going to the opposite end of the field and you guys are still fighting for a battle, and then either your team or even the opposing team wins the face-off and you guys just are in transition to get ready to do some battle, whether you're on the O or you're on the D. What do you do then, Jacob? Do you run off or do you stick around and get after it?
I usually stay on. If we win the face-off and it's like more of a scrum, I stay on and let the pole swing us up through the midline and so that maybe their FOGO can get stuck on defense. But if we lose it, I'll try to match up with their pole and their FOGO so I can get off the field and not have to play defense.
Gotcha. Because you're reserving your wrists, your hands, and your belly. Because face-offs are—it's a battle, man, right there. What if the same kind of the same scenario, Jacob, like what I just said, except for maybe the scrum is near the bench, and even a little bit towards your side of the field. Are you like keeping your head moving and grooving to see if you're a long stick midi or if another player is ready to come out of the box and you just jump off right away, depending on the situation?
It's whatever, like, if my coach calls me off, of course I'll come off, but if it's a ground ball, I'll always try to stay on and fight for it.
Gotcha. You always got to be ready because I like that answer, man, tell you too, because 1 second in lacrosse could turn into 7 seconds in a split second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very cool, man. So,
hey, JoJo, can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what Jacob's not telling you, so I can tell you this kid has a heart of a lion. And, you know, if there is a ground ball, no matter where it is on that field, we want him on there because 8 out of 10 times, he's the guy that's going to be jumping on it. You know, he's a guy that, you know, if there's a pile of four, he's the fifth guy in coming out with the ball. So he does a wonderful job on 50-50 ground balls for us. So, you know, as a coach, you know, if that ball's on the ground, we want him on the field as much as possible until he gets possession. And he's really done a real nice job this year of getting the ball down, getting a touch, and getting it out of his stick, and then, you know, getting to the sideline. But he also has a very slick stick, too, so he's not afraid to push the brake. And put them on cage as well.
Excellent points, Coach Tad. Excellent point. I like those points because you see him, the heart of a lion, like you just said, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, your coach just gave you a new moniker, man. Your quote unquote nickname is heart of a lion. Don't ever estimate the heart of a champion, the heart of a lion. What Rudy Tomjanovich of the Houston Rockets said. Speaking of the Houston Rockets, I hope Houston gets a Major League Lacrosse team real soon by next year. Anyways, back to the World Series of Youth Lacrosse. So I like the point your coach made, you know, to talk about that a little bit more. I could just see your head full of steam going after that lacrosse ball, going after that ball for the ground balls. So do you ever go after and like make a beeline for the goal and try to score a point as well, or an assist?
It depends on, like, I don't know if I'll be able to in this tournament because top-notch talent will obviously be showing off and having good face-off guys out there, but a lot of times if they pull me, I'll try to go forward and get a goal.
And I hope your coach is okay with me saying this. If not, he'll let you know. But I say live in the moment. Like, it depends on the situation. You know, you never know, man. Depends on the situation. But listen to your coach. You know what I mean? But if the opportunity's there, man, I think your coach is like, oh, man, you never know in lacrosse. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that one step to the left, one step to the right can make a big difference on everything. You know, unlike any other sport. Besides MMA, you know, MMA, the same thing. You know, and it's like the only two sports where one step in any direction is huge. Coach, how about, hey, Jacob, I would like to get you back on right now, so stay on the horn, but I would like to talk with Michael, one of your depots as well.
Hey, Mikey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Mikey.
I like that, man. Your team supports me, man. I like having the depots, the defense on my radio show. Everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. We're talking about World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola. And this segment on my Lax Youth Nation is hashtag WSYL, World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Presented by Coca-Cola. Hey, Michael. So your depot. Do you have like, do you use a long depot according to your size and the specifications, or do you use a short pole playing defense?
Well, I started off with a shorter depot, like cut down like 4 inches or so, and then like I kept adding on inches, and then I played with like the 6-foot pole for a little bit, but I didn't think it was right for me, so I cut it down.
By still 4 inches again, or somewhere around there?
What do you mean?
Like you started playing with the 4 inches, and then you went to the 6-footer, and then you cut it down again. You mean you went back to the one that's cut 4 inches?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, very cool. So as far as your defense, what is your strong point? What are your, like, say, your top 1, 2, and 3 strong points of you playing defense?
Just me personally, or like the team in general?
I love your answer already. Your answer already hit the mark. First of all, you personally, and then how it transitions and translates to your whole team. So you personally first.
So for me, I think one of my strong points is one-on-one defense. And then I would say talking a lot, like keep on chattering, and then like help defense.
Huh. All three, and it depends on any particular holder, huh? Depending on the situation, any one of those could come first, maybe.
Yeah.
I gotta jump in here because these kids sell themselves short, so. Michael probably has the best feet of any defenseman we've ever played against or have had or seen. Just never gets beat. He never plays flat. Sticks always out in front. And he's great on ball. He's great off ball, which he knows he is. And one of the big things is because he communicates, and he's always thinking. He's probably one of the smartest defenders. In fact, the best compliment we got about Mikey is our defensive coach is Billy Connors, who's the Duke National Championship, and he was a Duke captain. And already sees a Mikey, thinks Mikey's going to be an All-American just because of his work ethic and how fundamentally sound the kid is. So, again, these kids, they sell themselves short here on radio, but I'm going to jump in here and give them the props they deserve.
Can I also say that Mikey's a great wingman? Can I also say that Mikey's great on the wing?
In saying that he's great on the wing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm glad you guys went there because I was going to actually ask if he ever plays on that wing when you guys are facing off.
Yeah, I used to a little bit, but right now I'm playing a lot more close defense.
Okay. Go ahead, Coach.
Mikey used to be, he came to us as an LSM, and we got to the point where we had to have him on the field. All the time. Mm. So he'll still run some LSM when he's taking a break from close. LSM's maybe his, future position down there. But for us, we have to have him on the field at all times. So right now, as Michael said, he's, running a lot of close for us.
Mikey, so you're going by Mikey. So on your depot antics, you're like what your coach said. You're selling yourself short, but you use a long pole, so don't do that. Pat yourself on the back, man. I'm serious, man, because if you got it, you got it. And check this out, man. Do you like recognize the if you're playing on the right? Real quick, what do you play on the right or the left? Or right in the middle? Where do you? What's your strong point?
I really play wherever. I usually guard the smallest guy because I'm pretty small. So wherever he is.
Okay. Right. And then would it also depend, like, on the later on during the game, like, the guy you're playing, his passing skills or anything like that? Because if you got that pole, you can make up some height real quick. And with quick feet, quick hands, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really dig it that you like the playing man-on-man. And not as much zone enthusiast, even if I'm sure you could do that if you have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad that's one of your favorites. Junior, Coach, do we have your junior on the horn?
Champ, are you on there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Champ.
Yeah,
so we got my son, Champ Doyle's on this. Here, too. He's one of our starting attackman.
Champ. So How do you feel, and how are you feeling about coming to Denver, the Mile High City, to play in this World Series of Youth Lacrosse, the biggest ever youth tournament?
I feel good about it. I think we're going to come out strong. And I'm thankful that I went down to Vail a week, like a couple days ago, so I'm used to the altitude. So that helped me. But I feel good about going.
You feel good about it. You feel good about yourself and your team and your coaching staff and everything like that, getting down here and wrecking some havoc against your opposing teams.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. Very cool. And then how was practice today?
Practice was good. It was fast-paced. Always going hard.
Yep. I don't care what any professional says or any college player, high school, whatever. I'm glad. JoJo Wardrummer says, take practices serious, man. And I'm glad you're taking it serious. Of course, have fun. Always have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But you got to play it for real, man. You got to play like practice translates into a winning attitude, man. So I'm liking it, man. And then what you have a couple of favorite like main moves that you like to go to? Or does it even matter?
It doesn't matter too much, but if I had to choose, I would usually go right to right. Because my dominant hand is righty. But I can go either side.
You could go either side. Which in a way, you know what, that's interesting you say that. Because in a way, if your dominant hand is the right side, but you could still do left, your left could be even more dangerous and more deadly for that opposing goalie in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, very good. Hey, Coach Ted, so we have a couple other guys, a couple other fans of yours or a couple other teammates or coaching staff or whatever on the horn as well. I think I'm not getting their names right now, but is it okay? It's okay with me if they want to jump on the horn.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm not sure who it is, but yeah, perfect.
Okay. You guys, we had Coach, we had Jacob, we had Mikey, we had Champ. Who else is on the horn?
Goose.
Okay, yeah, if you guys want, maybe just want to listen in. If you want to just listen into the show, listen in. If you want to jump on in, go ahead and jump on in and talk about Rising Suns heading out to the Mile High City with World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Okay, I got a question. I got a question for Jacob.
Hey, folks, as soon as you guys listen to it, I ended up just calling up myself.
Hey, Jacob, you there?
Jacob, they're asking for you.
Oh, sorry, I had to go to the bathroom.
Hey, you got to be quick because you're kind of like a Fogo. So you got to be quick.
I didn't hear him wash his hands though. I have to talk to him about that.
You can just put on the lacrosse gloves, grab that phone, put your gloves on.
Okay.
That's funny.
Everybody
like
the coolest kid. Your mom and dad love you so much. Okay.
Jacob, are you there now?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, Jacob, I want to see, did you get a sneak peek? Have you had your chance to get a sneak peek at the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, the Warrior Lacrosse gear? Any of the gear, like the bags, the helmets, or anything? Have you got a sneak peek at how the stuff's going to look?
I got a sneak peek at that badge, but that's it.
Oh, okay, well, yo, check it out, man. You need to check it out because the stuff looks sweet,
yeah, really,
man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking you guys are going to dig it big time.
Really?
It's looking really nice, man. It's looking really nice, really nice. You guys are going to look sharp. Hey, Champ.
Yeah.
Champ, so Do you want to predict that you guys are going to make it to the championship game?
Oof.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Team 91.
The brackets there are set up, you know, for us are kind of favorable. You know, we're on 91 side. 91 by far is, you know, they're just ahead of everyone right now. So which that enables us is to play across, and there's nobody on the other side that we don't feel like we can play with. We've beat all those teams before, so we feel like we're in a good spot right now to play across and get a shot to get into the championship, which I would predict to be with 91.
Coach, that's a great question because you know the teams are transitioning into different categories with the teams, and you already talked about Team 91 and everything. You talked about Coach Joe Spleena, you know, head coach of the New York Lizards and head coach of Team 91 Crush for World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola. Team 91 Crush, you know, I've never seen them live in person, but I've seen videos of them. Those kids are pretty amazing players.
Yeah, they're pretty insane.
Man.
So there's not many 2019 teams that can compete with them, you know, and they've kind of proven that, you know, playing up for the last couple of years, and handling playing up.
That's even a higher notch than I was going to say, because I was going to say I would think that watching Team 91 on the video shots and everything like that, Team 91 Crush, I would think that they would beat some stiff good high school competition play teams in the United States, and definitely even like probably just wreak havoc on some top U15 teams. But let's talk about Rising Suns. Also, everybody, we're going to have on segment two, it's a transition, we're going to have Chuck Olney, Director of Business of Development, and one of the main guys for the Denver Broncos and for the Denver Outlaws on the horn in a couple of minutes here. Mr. Chuck Olney, if you could please hold on for a couple of minutes. We're wrapping up the session with World Series of Youth Lacrosse Lax Youth Nation and Team Rising Suns that's going to be competing. Coach, I was going to say, what top team besides Team 91? Let's talk about real quick here, the Rising Suns, man, because I'm liking your name. And you think your chances are pretty good at possibly making it to that championship game that's going to be on ESPN too, huh?
We do, yep. And we like our name as well. You know, I don't know if you know our history. You know, we, this is only our second summer, so we've done a lot in a pretty short amount of time. And we kind of started this product about, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago. And started finding some kids here and there, and started asking kids to, you know, come on board. And, you know, one day we opened, you know, started Rising Suns, and really haven't looked back since. You know, and definitely are, you know, one of the forces here in Philadelphia. We linked up with Malvern Prep, which has really helped us because we've been able to tie into their coaching staff. And kind of taking these guys to a new level. So the level of coaching they're getting right now is beyond their years. And they may not realize that until they're in high school. I think sometimes my parents may not realize it until these kids are in high school. But what they're getting lacrosse-wise is way beyond their years.
Very good, man. I'm excited. I'm very excited to watching you guys live and in person. The Rising Suns, you know, like your face-off man, Jacob, Mikey, your depot, Champ, your attack man. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, coach, on the sidelines coaching your team, maybe losing your voice all the way.
It'll happen.
Make sure your assistants are ready. But that's a good thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Coach, we're going to wrap up this session with Rising Suns, but like I said, I'm extremely excited and looking forward to seeing you guys live, man, next week at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, and possibly coming down and playing at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. But you guys take it game by day, game. quarter by quarter. You know what to do, Coach. You know how to get your team ready, man. You guys had a good practice today, obviously. But can, I got a JoJo's hidden trick question for the guys there. Can I get a JoJo's hidden trick question for them real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, Jacob.
Yes.
Okay, I got a hidden trick question for you.
Okay.
Who would you rather face? Okay. Mikey, your depot man, or Jesse Schwartzman, the Outlaws goalie?
Well, I used to live in Baltimore, and Jesse Schwartzman actually coached me for a year.
Mhm.
Which is, and Mikey, you know, I could take him any day. So.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Probably Mikey. Yeah. Take him to school.
I love it. I like your answer. Hey, Mikey. Obviously, you just heard what your face off man Jacob just said, huh?
Yeah, I don't think that's true, honestly.
You know what? You guys, Rising Suns, I love your guys' attitude, and I have a strong feeling that you guys take that same attitude that's off the field. I have a strong feeling you guys put that same attitude on the field, and that's going to translate to you guys having a winning attitude, man. Way to go, man. Mikey, any parting words to Jacob?
I don't know. I just still don't think he would really beat me in a face-off.
All right. Love you, Mikey. Bye.
Stop right now. You guys have fun at practice, but remember, save the beatdowns, so to speak, not literally, but save the beatdowns for the opposing team, man. Because you guys are obviously a great teammates, man. And I hope to see you guys also in the Major League Lacrosse one day, man. It'd be very cool, man. Coach Tad, any parting words on your website, your Facebook or Twitter or anything like that? Any parting words from you before we get on to Chocone of Sports Authority Field at Mile High?
We're thankful for the World Series of Lacrosse. You know, we're looking for it. You know, we feel we're blessed to be given this opportunity. We realize it's a once in a lifetime experience. You know, I'm so glad my parents jumped all over it as soon as I presented it. And I know a lot of people say that, but we have the best kids and the best parents. I know a lot of people can't say that about the parents. We have the best kids and the best parents, around that I've ever been, affiliated with. And I've been coaching for so long and so many different sports. We got a special group here, and I think they're going to show you guys when we get out there how special we are. I told these kids today, man, we're going to let our hair down. We're just going to get after it, forget all the other stuff, and we're going to just – go have fun. And that's what we plan on doing.
I'm digging that, Coach. And literally and figuratively speaking, JoJo Wardrummer is going to let his hair down too, July 2nd, July 3rd, and July 4th for World Series of Youth Lacrosse. And I hope to I'll talk to Chuck about it, but I'm hoping to get all the teams together and get my Wardrum out there and get your guys' energy, all the team's energy is pumped up with the war drumming and telling the story of why I do what I do, man. I appreciate you guys and your parents. I'm looking forward to meeting the parents of the kids and looking forward to you guys coming down to Denver next week and just battling on the lacrosse fields.
Sounds good.
Everybody, try to look up Rising Suns on Twitter. Look for them on Facebook because the Coach Tad here has some special kids going on, man. And I really do mean that. I say that sometimes here and there, but I can really tell. But this is actually one of the first times that like the teams that have commemorated together and did this, man. Coach, awesome. Thank you for joining in. If you guys are more than welcome to listen in right now or listen in at a later time, because right now we're going to have Sports Authority Field at Mile High's very own Chuck Oney, Director of Business Development, one of the main partners, obviously, he is for the Denver Broncos of the National Football League, the NFL, and, of course, the reigning champions of the Steinfeld Trophy, the Denver Outlaws of Major League Lacrosse, the champions You guys tune in if you need to right now. Otherwise, man, you guys get some rest, get some water, stay hydrated. Coach, get your keep your team hydrated for the high elevation out here in Denver. Make sure your team's hydrated.
Will do.
I have one more thing to say.
Go. Who is this? Who is this again? Is this Mikey?
This is Champ. This is Champ.
Champ. Go ahead. If you don't, well, go ahead.
I would like to shout out Mikey's girlfriend, Haley.
Oh, man.
Shut up. Mikey loves her very much. We have a very strong relationship.
Stop.
I just like to end that.
I told you, JoJo, special, man. We got special kids. And good looking. I forgot that. Good looking ones, too.
Right on, man. Good looking kids. With the helmet or without the helmet? I love it, coach. And these warriors across
can't leave the helmet.
Love you guys. But you guys, man, coach. I'm quite sure you're good looking kids with the helmet, without. Anyways, without further ado, you guys have a great time.
I'm
looking
ship.
Forward to seeing your special team.
Go Suns. See you.
Go Rising Suns, man. Right on. Chuck Olney, are you on the horn? Good night, coach. See you guys soon, Chuck. I'm just having a as I'm sure you heard, the Rising Suns of Philadelphia on my team that they are going to be competing for this weekend.
Sounding great, man. We're looking forward to the World Series of Lacrosse. First one ever.
And you know what, coach? Chuck, I already can't wait for next year's, but I got to keep myself wrapped up, Chuck, because this one hasn't even happened yet. I'm already excited for already the next year's. But then I got to keep myself under wraps and go for this one. Coach, let us know about what's going on with Sports Authority Field at Mile High, and let us know what's going on about the little inside tricks and the traits, if you will, for hashtag WSYL, World Series of Youth Lacrosse, presented by Coca-Cola.
JoJo, we're getting ready for a huge July 4th, man. We're going to set a new Major League Lacrosse attendance record for the Outlaws Cannons game. It kicks off at 7 p.m. on the 4th. Huge close proximity fireworks show. Got a great video tribute piece. We've got some amazing music all teed up, ready to go. And shoot, before that, we got our first ever World Series of Youth Lacrosse game. It's going to face off at 1 p.m. on July 4th. So we're looking forward to a huge day down here on the 4th.
Yes, we are, man. People from the Denver metro area, people from even Colorado, from the surrounding states, and people that could Chuck. This is exciting because there's going to be, I know there's always been in the past, but even more so, kids and parents and coaches and stuff from different parts of the country are going to be coming here and watching this July 4th spectacular event that the Denver Outlaws host.
I think one of the coolest things is just to see the participation in year one of this World Series of Youth Lacrosse. I mean, we've got teams from Dallas, Connecticut, Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. We've got some of our own Colorado bred teams here. So, man, I think we're really fired up just for the growth of this thing. I mean, for the younger kids to come on down, check out these games at 1 o'clock, just to see what some of the elite teams are doing right now and just how they match up personally. I think it's going to be cool for a lot of kids, boys and girls, parents as well, just to come on down and check this thing out. So, on the 4th, as long as you have a ticket to the July 4th game, as long as you have a ticket to the Outlaws and Cannons game, you can get into the World Series of Youth Lacrosse game that starts at 1 o'clock here at Sports 30 Field a Mile High for free. So you just need a ticket to the game that night. You can come on in and watch these 13-year-old boys play. And one of the coolest things, I think, is that next year we're going boys and girls to the World Series of Youth Lacrosse. So we're going to make sure that the gals are involved, that the girls are involved. And I'm really seeing this thing, taking off on the growth pattern to just like what Little League Baseball has done, right? So, when you look at that team sport, there's teams from Japan and Taiwan and all over the country. If you look at what, our market hosted last year with the World Championships being out here, there's lacrosse being played in Italy and Australia and New Zealand and England and all over the world, right? So, man, I think this thing's got nothing but growth. If we can follow what the baseball guys did in Williamsport, then I think the sky's the limit for this thing.
No, and I 100% agree with you, Chuck, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. And a bonus under everybody, this game's also going to be on ESPN2, the 3 p.m. Eastern game, the 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time game. It's going to be on ESPN2, huh, Chuck?
It'll be on ESPN2 for sure. But, shoot, if you're listening to this thing and you're in Colorado, come on down and watch these 13-year-old boys play for the championship, then come and tailgate in the parking lot of Sports 30 Field and stick around for the Outlaws Cannons game. I mean, it's gonna be a great day of lax down here at the stadium. But of course, if you're stuck inside, then tune in to ESPN2.
Right. Yeah, guys. And mark my words, if you have no choice to come down, like say if you are like in Italy, like what Chuck was saying, or Japan, or Australia, or England, or the Philippines, or whatever, and you can't make it down here, or if there's some reason you can't make it down here or something, watch it on ESPN2, and you can find the links, you can find a way to watch on ESPN2, and somehow. But if you have the capability to come to Sports Authority Field at Mile High and watch this game, like Chuck said, your game for the Denver Outlaws game versus the Boston Cannons later on that night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. So let's just go with Mountain Time because that's when Southern is going to be playing. The game is going to be the Major League Lacrosse game is going to be a big time game, man, because Denver Outlaws and Boston Cannons, like every other team, obviously still, but they battle and they battle hard. And then earlier in the day, you got the 1 p.m. game of the championship game of World Series of Youth Lacrosse Players. But like Chuck said, Chuck, talk a little bit more about the fun tailgate that's going to be going on in between the World Series of Youth Lacrosse Championship game and the Major League Lacrosse game.
Oh yeah, you bet. So we've got a whole area down on the south side of the building here called Sports Legends Mall, Noble Energy Sports Legends Mall, and the whole grassy area is going to be a big old tailgate down there. We're going to be serving food and beverages for adults and kids, and we're going to have some 3x3 lacrosse going. Our friend Guy Sarasoli is helping us out with some 3x. We're going to have the guys from Warrior down here with a huge inflatable and a huge. Huge accuracy shot set up. We're going to have some bags, some cornhole. Just going to have a lot of fun down here. Come on down, check out the World Series of Youth Lacrosse games, come tailgate for a little bit, and then we'll get all fired up for the Outlaws Cannons game and Denver's best fireworks show immediately following the Outlaws game. And the best part about these fireworks is that they're close proximity. So they're all lit off within the building. So you've got, the whole top tier of the stadium lined with TNT. You've got TNT up on the scoreboard, inside the seats. There's a huge multimedia display on the big screen TV along with some amazing music. Everything's choreographed together. So I'm not sure if there's any baseball fans listening, but the Rockies are not in town July 4th. We're going to have one of the only fireworks shows going on July 4th on that Saturday. So it's gonna be a really exciting day, and I think the really cool tie-in between World Series of Youth Lacrosse and the Outlaws game that night is the fact that of how everyone's treating these championship teams that are gonna be playing here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. There's gonna be tons of Major League Lacrosse players, signing autographs for these kids, and these kids are gonna be using the same Outlaws locker room, same visiting team Broncos locker rooms. When they come on in, they're going to have their own nameplates on their lockers. They're getting tons of swag from, all the supporters of the event, mainly the guys at Warrior. So what's going to be really cool is watching these kids who are 13 right now and then come, a handful of years later. I mean, hopefully these are the kids that are fueling the MLL and watching this tie-in. So as much as these current MLL players are giving back to these kids to, teach them and go through some clinics with them and get them up to speed and kind of share what their experiences are. We're really hoping that these, U13 kids are looking up to these MLL players and saying, hey, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to play when I'm older. And we're hoping to see them in Mile High Stadium in a handful of years.
Chuck, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Check this out, man. All the teams that are listening right now, live, on MLL Radio or simulcast on Ivy Radio. Anyone, all you kids are listening to the Rising Suns, to Denver Elite, to 3D, to all you players out there, to Team 91 Crush, to North Carolina Team, all you guys out there. One day, you guys just play hard. You play hard. You play fast. You play good. You play smart, and you have fun. And I'm looking forward to you guys paying it forward and signing autograph when you guys are in Major League Lacrosse, signing autograph for the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, because World Series of Youth Lacrosse is going to stick around, man. This is no joke, man. This World Series of Youth Lacrosse is going to stick around, just like World, like Chuck was saying, like World Series of Baseball for the youth teams. You guys stick around, and you guys start handing autographs to their shirts and the lacrosse balls and everything when you guys are in Major League Lacrosse, man, whether it's a coach or a player or something like this. This is God, Chuck, this is so cool, man. This World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola is big, man, because like what you're saying, the Major League Lacrosse players are involved, and these kids are going to be some of these kids, if not a lot of these kids, are going to be in the Major League Lacrosse in a few handfuls of years. And that's when, like we're hoping, like, you know, Houston and Atlanta, and then start swinging it, like maybe Dallas and other teams start swinging it more out west, are going to be getting teams as well by then. Chuck, this is awesome, no?
Yeah, man, we're making it happen. There's a huge growth curve right here. We're going to do it. JoJo, I know you're going to be down here banging that drum for both events, man. We can't wait to see you down here.
Coach, I'm going to be banging the drum for these kids like a madman and having some fun, making sure the fans get into it for these kids, because these kids deserve it. And, of course, for the present-day Warriors out in the lacrosse field, the Denver Outlaws in Major League Lacrosse. Chuck, anything else special going on for the Sports 30 field at Mile High, meaning like the tickets go for both and everything like that? Is there special pricing going on, or that's already a bang bang winner right there? You get two events.
Yeah, you bet, JoJo. Yeah, I mean, as long as you've got a ticket to the Outlaws Cannons game, you show that ticket for the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, and you can come on in. And I would like just to close up and last thing mm-hmm. I want to mention was that this is the 10th season of Outlaws Lacrosse. So this is our 10th annual fireworks game. So to be able to celebrate 10 years just with all the amazing support we've got from our local fans here in town, and those fans who are, you know, obviously interested in checking out fireworks but are being introduced to the sport of lacrosse for the first time, man, we're going to put on a spectacular show. So we'll love to pack the house and see over 30,000 people coming on down on July 4th, man. So appreciate it, as always, JoJo. Thanks for having me on, man.
You're welcome, Chuck, man. Thank you for coming on, and looking forward to seeing you this coming week.
All right, brother. You take it slow.
Yeah, that's right. I'll try.
Adios.
Adios, my brother. Everybody, DenverOutlaws.com, DenverOutlaws.com, and you can get your tickets. You can also find it on MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. But everyone, go to DenverOutlaws.com, get your tickets for the July 4th show, because it is going to be huge. And one reason and one way to make it even more huge than what it's already going to be is you start telling your friends, you start telling your people. You heard Chuck, you guys heard Mr. Olney. Colorado Rockies are not going to be having an event this 4th of July. Everyone that has, all you lacrosse players, all you sports fans that know all that have friends or cousins or family members or whatever that usually go to the Colorado Rockies game for their 4th of July, have them come over to the Denver Outlaws Sports Authority Field at Mile High, because it's going to be popping. They're going to be new lacrosse fans. Let's get it going, man. MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. Get your tickets. World Series of Youth Lacrosse.com. Find out how to do it. Find out how to do it, everybody. DenverOutlaws.com. Everybody, hit us up on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at JoJoWar_drummer. My Instagram is the same thing, man. JoJoWar_drummer. Okay, thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you for enjoying this. Body by Jake, we thank you for bringing the World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola. We thank Warrior Lacrosse for getting the swag and getting the gear like no other out there for the Major League Lacrosse, and, of course, obviously for the World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Find us on Twitter, MLL Radio. Find us at Twitter at MLL_lacrosse. Major League Lacrosse, man. It's going to be fun, everybody. It's going to be fun. Anyways, without further ado, I'll catch you guys next week. Next week, we might quite possibly have the man himself, Jake Steinfeld, on the horn. We might have John Gelati on the horn. We're just going to do it, man. And we might even be doing a show right at the host hotel, getting these kids on. No shenanigans here, man. For Laxworm Radio Experience, for Laxworm, this is JoJo Wardrummer, from youth to pros and everything in between. Check it out. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. July 4th. And, hey, everybody, real quick, July 2nd and July 3rd at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, where the kids are going to be playing the tournament to see who goes to play at Sports Authority Field, that's free. F-R-E-E. Free. To go watch those kids play, to watch these future Major League Lacrosse players play, go to Dick's Sporting Goods Park and watch the kids play right here in the Denver metro area, okay, July 2nd and July 3rd. And then July 4th, you'll have some idea of what's really going to go down. Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Without further ado, everybody. Otherwise, I'm going to start talking about MMA and everything like that. I'm going to start and lacrosse. I'm not going to stop for like about another 2 hours. So it's best if I just get off the horn right now. Oh man, this is awesome. See you guys next week.